Hi, my name's Skills, I'm an addict. Yeah, it's really nice to be here. I've never spoken in front of a microphone before. I thought I'd feel really nervous, but I don't actually feel that nervous. Can you hear me, yeah? Is that better? That's better. Yeah, I thought I'd feel really nervous, but I don't actually feel that nervous. I feel quite comfortable. I've got no idea. I didn't think I was going to make it in time. I've come from High Wycombe and I caught the train up from Chesham and I thought, well, do you know what I mean? I didn't know if he was going to make it or not, but I haven't really thought what I'm going to share about, what's going to come out. When Dean asked me the other month to do it, and the first thing coming when he said it's 15 minutes, I thought, fucking hell, 15 minutes, I can talk forever. What am I going to get out in 15 minutes? So I'm just going to see what come out. I said to my sponsor the other day, what's any point, isn't that? And he just said, just share honestly and from the heart. So that's what I'm going to try and do. I'd like to welcome you if you're new. I know there's someone in here, it's their first meeting. I'd like to welcome you and give this stuff a go. Theme was telling me how he got clean in this meeting and used to sleep outside, and when I come in here I see a lot of homeless people outside. You know, and we're sat in here with recovery and there's, and, you know what I mean, a lot of people out there that don't even know it exists. I didn't know this stuff existed for a long, long time. And even when I did, it took me a long time to get it. I'm feeling really plugged in at the minute. Really plugged into this stuff. I'm loving life. I'm loving my recovery. I come from I don't know if many of you have heard of it, from a small town called High Wycombe. And all I can say is we're blessed, really. We're blessed. You know, it was on a Wednesday meeting the other night and there was 29 people in there. Four of us with over a year. Do you know what I mean? It's like 26 newcomers in a meeting. I remember doing meetings in my town. I found Narcotics Anonymous for a treatment centre. I was 31 years old. And yeah, I ended up in this treatment centre. I paid for it myself as well. I was sick, you know, my journey was, I tried to stop so many times, but I just didn't have a clue what was wrong with me. You know, I had a lot of fun using. By the time I got to 21, say 22, the fun stopped. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't fun no more. And I spent the next 13 or 14 years trying to stop. And I didn't have a clue what was wrong with me. And I'd go on these mad detoxes. You know, I learned how to you know, I had a drug of choice. Some people say their drug of choice is more and all that stuff. I like more, obviously, but my drug of choice was heroin. You know, and if you're new to this stuff, it don't matter what drug you used. If you stick around, you'll find that out. Yeah, so I kept trying to stop, and I did many, many times. I stopped many times, and it wasn't easy. It was really hard, but I'd always pick up again. You know, before I ended up in that treatment centre, I didn't really stop. Do you know what I mean? What I'd do is I'd put down my drug of choice and replace it with another, like it says in the readings. Do you know what I mean? And to me, that was clean. My best mate, he's not an addict, and when we was young, the area I grew up in, probably like most areas, the disease was rife. Do you know what I mean? As you know, when I look back at the amount of people I went to school with, and I see them now, like High Wycombe, it's not, you know, London's massive, it's a capital, isn't it? But in High Wycombe, it's a big town, but it's not a city. So you know a lot of people, and you know, when I'm in town these days, I see a lot of people that I went to school with, you know, that are dying through this illness, and they don't know what's wrong with them. And I've lost my train of thought. I do all the fucking time. Fucking does my head in. Yeah, so I kept trying to stop and I pick up other drugs, you know. Oh, that's it. My mate, when he left school, right, I was sharing about this the other day. we talk about this void inside us, do you know what I mean? And I had no purpose. And I remember my last year at school, I remember when it's getting closer to the end of leaving school, I used to look at my mates, and not all of them, but a lot of them had purpose, do you know what I mean? They were going to be mechanics, or their dads were getting them employed, do you know what I mean? And they had prospects, they were going to do things, and I didn't have a fucking clue what I was going to do, do you know what I mean? I didn't. And when in that last year at school, and I'd already been using, you know, I'd been using for quite a long time, smoking weed, drinking, and it started on gas and glue and all that shit before that. And I remember leaving school, and it's the first time I felt really lost, do you know what I mean? I left school and I felt like all my friends are sort of, and that's when we're sort of using, I started to use a bit more, do you know what I mean? My lifestyle sort of changed, and I went down that route of, like it says in the reading, ways and means to get more, do you know what I mean? And I had something in me that needed feeding, do you know what I mean, on a daily basis, and I had to feed it. I took jobs that allowed me to use. If anyone, I've heard this said in shares before, if anyone got in my way, I'd fuck them off out of the way, do you know what I mean? It's, everything was solely around using. And I heard someone sharing about this the other week. It shared back at the Birmingham Convention about that invisible line people cross, you know. And when I picked up my drug of choice, I crossed that line, you know. I was in active addiction before that, but I crossed that line because every time I woke up in the morning, as soon as I woke up, as soon as my eyes opened, it was use. Do you know what I mean? That's what it was. And everything was about ways and means to getting more. Like I said, it burnt me out. Do you know what I mean? About 2 or 3 years flat out on that, it burnt me out. And I ended up in a room, like I always do. Do you know what I mean? In a room, on my own, isolated, lonely, in a lot of pain. And not wanting to do it no more. Not wanting to do it. And that was my pattern for like 12 or 13 years. Do you know what I mean? I'd get clean. You know what I mean? I used to go to like Tenerife, Portugal, all these places. I must have done a detox in every fucking travel lodge in this country. And I'd do it. And then I just... Anyway, I found... What happened is I ended up in this treatment centre. And NA come in, H&I come in. And this guy carried the message. And I heard the word abstinence for the first time ever. And I was 31 by the time I got in this treatment centre. And I heard the word abstinence. And I thought, what the fuck didn't I think of that? Do you know what I mean? Why didn't I think of that? All these years of doing this, why didn't I think of abstinence? So I tried it. And that didn't work. That didn't work at all. Every time I put it down, I felt worse. Do you know what I mean? I felt every time I put down drugs, I'd come back from this detox and I'd feel worse. Drugs were my solution. Drugs were my solution for many, many years. Do you know what I mean? Them times when I got clean, you took them drugs away from me. There's no way I could sit and share in front of all you people here now and feel quite comfortable. Do you know what I mean? And it was horrible. I felt uncomfortable. Life was really difficult. I had no tools to do life. Emotions were flying all over the place. And within a month, I'd use. Now I'm halfway through. So what happened? I'll skip forward a little bit. I got clean on January the 9th, 2013. So I'm going to be 3 years clean in January. And I'm really proud of that. And I got clean through these rooms. I detoxed. Me and my mate went down to... What happened was, it was Christmas. You know, they talk about rock bottoms and that, and I'd had fucking loads of them for years. And it was Christmas, and I remember sat in my room in a flat. I lived in a flat above where I work, and I remember looking out on Christmas Day. My family had moved to Southampton. I was totally alone. I was looking out my window, and we were 3 floors up, and I was looking down onto all the other houses below. And it's Christmas Day, and there's lights on, and it's in the evening, and people are eating Christmas dinner with their kids, and enjoying life. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just sat there, and I had loads of gear as well. I had loads of gear, and I just had enough. Do you know what I mean? I just had enough. I didn't want to do it no more. I knew there was a way out. I used to come to these meetings, and my head used to tell me everything. You use more than these lot. Do you know what I mean? You're sicker than these lot. You ain't going to get it. My head would tell me everything. me and my friend were talking about the other day, that window of opportunity, God's given me fucking loads of them. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, you're not allowed to swear on it. Shit. God's given me loads of these windows of opportunity, and I threw them right back at him. This time I took it. And me and my mate went down to Somerset, somewhere in Somerset, and I detoxed on a settee in a log cabin, and it was, now I'm going to struggle not to swear, thank you, and it was freezing. See, my vocabulary ain't that good, and when I'm trying to share from the heart, it's the swear words that come out. I do go to work now, and I don't swear, believe it or not, but when I'm doing this stuff, that's all that's in there, really. And I've done my detox, and I'm going to share about this bit, actually. What happened is, for all these times when I used to get clean, I used to promise to myself that I was never going to do it again, and I meant it. You know, I've heard this said many times, and mean it, but this time something different happened. This time I asked for God's help. I let out a prayer from my heart, and I asked God, and I said, if you're out there, I really need your help this time. I can't do this no more. Something profound happened to me that night. I woke up in the morning, and that obsession to use was lifted. It went, you know, and I was still going, I can't swear, I was still going through all that stuff you go through on a rattle, but the obsession to use had gone. So the power of prayer to me, I know about it because I've experienced it. Prayer's a massive part of my recovery. And my journey started in recovery. Like I said, I've got clean through the rooms. I spent the first 6 months of my recovery. I went straight back to work 4 days clean, and it was freezing. I had leggings on, tights on, free jumpers on. Do you know what I mean? I was climbing up and down ladders, banging. I'm a glazer by trade, banging my hands. Do you know what I mean? All that sort of stuff. Really struggling to deal with the people at work. Struggling to deal with anyone, to tell you the truth. Struggling to deal with myself. But I pushed through. What I did is I made sure I got to a meeting every night of the week. You know, in Wickham, we're not as blessed as you lot are up here. But I found a way. Do you know what I mean? I found a way. And I got to meetings. My friend didn't take the path I took. And he picked up. I think I was 4 days clean, and I come home, and I walked in the room, and he was gouged out with a gear on his chest and that. And I lived with him for 6 months while he was using. And I stayed clean. He's dead now, he's not with us. This disease killed him, and I watched it do it, and my other friend did, and right in front of us. I've seen the power of this illness full on, and it killed him right in front of us. Do you know what I mean? And the denial, and it was frightening. So I started coming, and I started doing what you lot told me to do. And my life is, you know, I'm really buzzing off this stuff at the minute. We've got a convention in High Wycombe, I'm going to shout that. And that's next weekend, Saturday the 24th, and we'd love to see some of you lot here. There's a lot of newcomers down our way, a lot of them. And I didn't know all this stuff existed, do you know what I mean? I'd done meetings in Wycombe a long time ago, and there'd be five or six of us in a meeting, that'd be it. Four of us are like relapse Rambos coming in and out, do you know what I mean? Just chatting shit, pissing everyone off in the meeting, sorry about swearing. Going home in the car, talking about what you lot have said and how sick you lot are. I can't believe you lot are talking like that, do you know what I mean? About feelings and that, and we'd mug you off and we'd just go and use. And that was what I was like, do you know what I mean? I'm coming into our meetings now, and I'm seeing recovery is getting out there. I've got a minute left. Recovery's getting out there. I had to leave my place where I was living after 6 months, and I walked out. What had happened in that period is I'd put a lot of work in, and I was coming to believe, do you know what I mean? By 6 months I believed 110%. I tell you what, I never got to a 60-day keyring. When I picked my 60-day keyring up this time, I knew I was going to be all right. I knew it. Not because of me, but I knew this stuff worked, and I was working it. By 6 months clean, I believed that God was looking after me, and he's, mate, I wish I had a bit longer to share, but what I've experienced in these last 3 years is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. I feel so blessed, you know. It says, there's a passage in one of the books I work from, and it says, some of us are fortunate enough to get to do God's work most of the time. It says something like that. And I believe I'm one of them. Do you know what I mean? I believe I'm one of them. It's like God's dropped me in a wasp nest or something, a wasp nest or something like that, and it's just newcomers everywhere. I can't walk down my street or in my town, do you know what I mean, without bumping into people. This stuff's amazing. So if you're new to this stuff, I didn't think I was ever going to get it. I didn't know what was going on here. I didn't have a clue, but I kept coming. I just kept coming. And I'm lost for words, really. I'm lost for words. What is on offer in this thing? And the thing is, I'm only three, not even 3 years clean. I'm a baby to this stuff, do you know what I mean? If I could feel this good now, what's it going to be like later? Do you know what I mean? This stuff excites me. It excites me. I ain't got words for it. I know I'm going over, so I'm going to shut up. But I'm really looking forward to hearing the next speaker. Thank you.